Welcome to this week's edition of Mountain Outhouse. I'm your host, Jam Jam. This is the craziest shit to happen in running this week. This week's stories include, I'm about to run Hard Rock, so it's gonna be short, outdoor retailer officially leaves Utah, and ibuprofen, is it right for you? The outdoor retailer is officially saying sayonara to Utah and the Salt Palace Convention Center, heading for greener pastures in Colorado for 2018. Denver's Convention Center will now host the twice annual Outdoor Industry Trade Show beginning in January of next year. By the way, anyone heading to the OR Utah finale this year? Do you think Jam Jam should come? Send me a compelling reason on Twitter and I may just see you there. The annual Mount Marathon 5K takes place on an open course in Seward, Alaska, featuring one of the world's most iconic and insane mountain races. There was a slightly less deep field this year, allowing skier Scott Patterson to win in 44:30.
Yeah, Scott's making it look easy, Eric not, but let's not forget, Eric is second only to one person here. That's Scott right. Patterson.
That's right.
Dominant performance today. No surprise as he comes in for the smooth landing.
For the ladies, it was Allie Ostrander topping Morgan Aratola to win in 49:19.
Absolutely.
And boy, look at that form.
She's striding out. I mean, she looks fantastic. She's coming right down to the finish line. So happy for her. She's worked for it. She's earned it. And after six times of winning a junior championship and then being second here 2 years ago, it's wonderful to see her take it. And as I said, she's going to PR. She has took a minute off of her best time. Allie O. Oh, my.
Living in the lower 48 and feeling left out? I'd recommend the Kendall Avalanche shoot in Silverton, Colorado for your fix. The US Skyrunner Series was back this weekend with the Whiteface 15.5-mile Sky Race and associated VK. The Sky Distance kicked off this year's season with Matt Lipsey winning in 2:51 and Caitlin Patterson for the ladies in 3:18. Out of Canada, we have a first-time 100-mile racer who, as a woman, took the overall win at the Sinister 7. Elsa McDonald won in 18 hours, 54 minutes. Watch out for her to make some more waves coming in 2018. A recently published report from Stanford University School of Medicine shows some link to the use of ibuprofen with an increase in kidney injury, such as rhabdomyolysis. Although this was a small study of 89 participants, they were given either 400 milligrams of ibuprofen or a sugar pill during a 50-mile section of a 7-day, 155-mile ultramarathon. Turns out there was an 18% higher risk of acute kidney injury for those taking the ibuprofen. This isn't too surprising as NSAIDs are linked to increased stress at the kidneys, and most would caution their use in ultramarathons. Another large contributing factor is dehydration. This is an interesting and timely topic as US Women's 24-hour team member Pam Smith recently tweeted after their team gold performance that U.S. 24-hour team would not have won gold without ibuprofen! ! Saved my race, but I was drinking / peeing a ton all day, so inferred low risk. Staying hydrated is one thing that can be done to minimize the kidney damage issue with ultras. It is still not a failsafe. Pop with caution, folks. The Comrades Marathon, which is in fact a 55 or so mile ultra, announced this week that all drug tests came back negative from the 2017 race. That cannot be said about previous editions, which have been littered with dopers. We've covered the beer mile before and even the beer half marathon, but we've got a couple of other worthy mile races in the news this week. First, the jeans mile. Yep, throw on that denim and let her rip. Sidious Mag is quite possibly the instigator of this charade, offering prize money back in March to the first man to break 4 minutes and woman to break 4:36. We're not aware of any that have done so yet. But 18-year-old Anna Statz this week ran a 6:13 mile in jeans to break the junior world record, if that is such a thing. Okay, Outhouse Nation, who's going to be the first to finish a 50K or 100 wearing jeans? There was also a world best in the race walking mile of 5:31 set by Olympic British race walker Tom Bosworth. Not sure about you, but to me it just looks like these guys are straight up running. Heel toe, heel toe.
100 meters to go. At the moment, the judges are watching. He hasn't had any cards. This is hard work now. But Tom Bosworth is asking a bit of encouragement from the crowd, and he's getting it. He knows he's heading towards something really special here. He's got 20 meters to go. The time is 8:5:36. He smashed it. a new world best for Tom Bosworth. He's just seen the clock. Callum Wilkinson just got third in the end.
Sorry, guys. It's the night before Hard Rock, and I'm literally now going off to bed. The mountains are calling. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you next time. If you have crazy stories to share or are interested in the jeans mile, tweet us at Mountain Outpost. Have a week. Link it, subscribe it. See ya.